Hello, listeners. Today we're going to hear about the Central Immersion Tour with Miss Mae McDonald, our visual art teacher, Mrs. Cherie Vega, our Director of Academics, and Year 12 student Jade Campbell. Welcome, everybody.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so where did you head off to, Mae?
So we went to Alice Springs and we spent a lot of time in town. We did lots of workshops, which I'm sure we'll talk to later. And then on the last weekend we were there, we went with Earth Sanctuary, who are an ecological tourism company, and we camped and then went off to Alice Springs and Carterjuda.
Okay, wonderful. Jade, what sort of activities did you do in the first part of the immersion?
Oh, we did lots. When we arrived, we went to Simpsons Gap, and it was a really nice day. It was amazing. And we did a nice reflection, and we all, like, kind of took in our surroundings, and it was really nice and peaceful. Next day, we did bush tucker. We did bush medicine, painting for NAIDOC week the following week. So it was really good to get involved with the locals.
Wonderful. Cherie, have you done anything like this before?
I haven't. No, this is the first immersion that I've been on with students. Probably a highlight for me was going and spending a day at Purple House. Purple House is a dialysis centre that's led by Indigenous elders, and they've created like a dialysis bus. They allow Indigenous people who want to go back out to country to go back out to their country, and they take the dialysis bus to them. They've also created all of these dialysis centres throughout the Northern Territory, really off their own backs, without much assistance to start with at all from the federal government, because they said it couldn't be done. So we were able to spend a day there just helping them. We planted some gardens, herb gardens, and helped them with some painting for their NAIDOC week celebrations.
Okay, wonderful. And you went to Uluru?
We did. And so while we were there, we did the 10K hike around Uluru, stopping and going into sites that were specific there. And what was great was that we had a guide who was really knowledgeable, told us when we can and can't take photos, and more about those sites and why they are important so for those people there.
Wonderful. What did you learn, Jade, or how has the experience impacted you?
I think just learning more about Aboriginal culture, and I feel like we need to immerse ourselves more in it and just get involved more. I think just the knowledge, I think we just need to learn more about it, because I learned so much that I definitely would not have learned previously.
Without visiting learning from elders and the community.
And just being there and getting involved,
And what was your key takeaway, Cherie?
Key takeaway, I think, well, it's probably thinking about, you know, looking at the Aboriginal people trying to assimilate into Western culture, because, you know, essentially the British took over Australia, but realising that, you know, there's still this really, there's a big tension, I think, with Aboriginal people within their own culture and then trying to assimilate to Western culture, because we perceive, or it's perceived, that Western culture is better, and I don't think that's necessarily the case. I think I learned a lot about time, and actually just really slowing down and taking notice and really having that connection to people and family and lands that we, you know, don't really have in our busy lifestyle. So, it's just really thinking about, you know, just because, you know, we have things a particular way doesn't mean it's the right way or the best way to do things.
Okay. And from an artist's point of view, Mae, how did the landscape inspire you, or had you been anywhere so remote before?
Yes, I have been to Alice Springs before, but it was seeing it in a new lens. That was 20 years ago with Mum, so really different to go as an adult. For me, the textures, colour palettes of the natural environment there was just so stunning and different to what we have here. I think everywhere we looked, it was just beautiful.
Everyone got good photos?
Oh, yes,
And it wasn't a drought. They basically had rain since November last year, plenty of rain. So where it would normally be red and brown, it was lots of reds and greens. So it was really pretty.
Lovely. Thank you so much for sharing your experience.
You're welcome.